Good morning and welcome to Grendene's conference call to release and analyze the results of the first quarter 2013. We would like to inform you that this conference call is going to be made in Portuguese only, with simultaneous translation into English. Right now, all participants are connected in listen-only mode, and later on we are going to start the Q&A when further instructions for participation will be provided. Should you need any help during the conference call, please reach the operator by pressing star zero. We would like to remind you that this conference call is being recorded, and it will be made available at ri.grendene.com.br. Here with us are Grendene's top executives, who will also be available to answer your questions. Mr. Rudimar Dall'Onder, CEO, Gelson Luiz Rostirolla, Vice President, and Francisco Schmidt, Financial and IR Officer, as well as the company's top managers. We would like to inform you that the press release of the first quarter 2013 is available at ri.grendene.com.br in Portuguese and in English. Before going on, we would like to let you know that any statements made during this conference call about the company's outlooks and operating estimates are basically forward-looking statements based on the company's management expectations. Forward-looking statements depend on market conditions, the country's economic performance, the industry and international markets. Now I'm going to turn the floor to Mr. Schmidt, Financial Officer and IR Officer of the company. Please, Mr. Schmidt, you may go on. Good morning. Thank you very much to join us for another conference call to release the earnings of the first quarter 2013, as well as the company's outlook for the future. I'm going to be very brief in this comment, just highlighting some of the most relevant aspects of the first quarter 2013, economic and financial items, and the outlook for Grendene. And I'm going to leave a bit more time for our Q&A. Before talking about the performance per se, I would like to draw your attention for the company's dividend payout in the first quarter 2013. Grendene paid out the amount of 64.1 million reals, 8.7% above the dividends paid out in Q1 2012. According to our bylaws, the minimum mandatory dividend payout is calculated based on 25% of the net income remaining in the year after constitution of the reserves provided by law. Based on the balance calculated on March 31, 2013, and maintaining the policy of quarterly advance of dividends and the new payouts defined by the company will pay interim dividends ad referenda in the general shareholders meeting to approve the accounts of the year of 2013 in the amount of 64.1 million reals as of May 22, 2013. Those that are going to receive the payout are the holders of ordinary shares, GRNDR, enrolled in the company's records up to May 7, 2013, that's cutoff date. In this manner, Grendene stock are going to be traded ex-dividend as of May 8, 2013 at BMF Bovespa. Exports leadership. Grendene is for 11 years in a row and by far the leader in the export of shoes in the country, reaching in this quarter 45% of Brazilian exports. This leadership makes the company to have the shoe brands with the highest international recognition. Corporate governance. In order to suit its structure to the reality of the roles that have been performed and responsibilities performed by Grendene's management along the years, the company promoted a restructuring in its management level, We would like to emphasize that such measure does not imply the hiring of new executives, but rather the leaving of our controlling shareholders and founders from the company management. The executives that are going to take office have been developed and prepared for their new roles and performing them under the supervision and coaching of the shareholders and members of the executive management for a period that we consider more than enough to make this transition, and ensuring that we are not going to have any changes in strategy or execution due to this company restructuring. The change is also aimed at complying Section 4, paragraph 4.4, in the rules of the Novo Mercado that prohibits the accumulation of the positions of chairman and CEO, these both roles that were occupied by Mr. Alexandre Grandene Bartelli. In this manner, we'll announce the following changes. Mr. Alexandre Grandene Bartelli and Pedro Grandene Bartelli are leaving the positions they occupied in the company as CEO and Vice President, respectively. The election of Mr. Dall'Onder for the position of CEO, replacing Mr. Grandene Bartelli as the CEO of Grandene. The election of Mr. Rostilolla occupying the positions of Administrative Controller and CFO for the position of Vice President, replacing Mr. Pedro Grandene Bartelli, and the election of Mr. Schmidt, that already occupies the position of Investor Relations Officer and now will also be the CFO and Administrative Controller of the company, positions that were before occupied by Mr. Rostilolla. He is going to be the new CFO and IR Director of the company. Mr. Bartelli are going to remain in the Board of Directors. Mr. Alexandre Bartelli will be the Chairman of the Board of Directors, and Mr. Pedro Grandene Bartelli is going to be the Vice Chairman of the Board of Directors. Now we are going to talk about the company performance in the first quarter of 2013. In the first quarter, Grandene kept its strong pace of growth that it has been showing in the past quarters. Gross revenue grew both in the domestic market, 25.8%, and in the foreign market, 9%. Very strong results. In our opinion, the company performance cannot be attributed to a growth of the market, but rather Grandene's advancements in market share. According to a market survey, the consumption of shoes in Brazil dropped in the year of 2012 by 1%-2%, and demand evolution in 2013 does not seem enough to us to explain the growth in our revenues and our bottom-line results. Production in scale of attractive products with a high perceived amount, strong brands, affordable price, produced at costs that will ensure our profitability, and efficient distribution has ensured us to have good performance despite a demand with little growth. Investments in operational excellence provided significant results, enabling us to increase margins even in periods of a decreasing volumes as we had in 2012. Among the external factors that support our results, we highlight maintenance of full employment, growth in the income of our population, basically provided by an increase in minimum wage, and a controlled inflation, although with a concerning pressure of hike.
The maintenance of governmental programs such as the Reintegra and Brasil Maior, a Greater Brazil, have also contributed for the good results, but are not the most significant elements as we see it. What really played an important role was or were the improvements in our internal processes to generate value. The first quarter of 2013, production volume grew 29% as compared to the first quarter of 2012. This growth is composed by a growth of 41.4% in the internal market and 5.7% in the international market, which confirms our use of the full productive capacity, which has already been informed when we announced the results of 2012, and which warranted our decision to invest in increasing our production capacity. In the external market, growth was more modest. However, the first quarter of 2012, when we use it as a basis for comparison, was reinforced by deliveries made in Argentina, deliveries which should have been completed in 2011, but this didn't happen because of customs issues in Argentina at the end of the year, as also was announced previously. There was a shift in deliveries of around 2 million pairs of shoes in the last quarter of 2011 for the first quarter of 2012, and that adversely affected the comparison with the first quarter of 2013. With considerable improvement in productivity, without cost pressures in raw materials and tax cuts promoted by the government, the growth in the number of shoes sold was only 17%, way below the growth of net revenue, which was of 22.8%, which led to a resulting gross margins of 45.3%. The cost of pair of shoes sold dropped 9.3% in the first quarter when compared to the same period in 2012, whereas the average price per pair in the internal market dropped 11.1% in the first quarter of 2013, which reflected variations in the product mix, but with no alteration in our price policy. The EBIT grew 61.6% as compared to the same period of last year, and net profit grew 24.7%. With the solid results in terms of operational cash generation was of 201.5 million reais, which led to a net cash of 917.7 million, an increase of 24.7% as compared to December 31st, 2012, and a drop of 6.2% when compared to the same period of last year. In the first quarter of 2013, the foreign exchange effect was positive by 14.7 million reais. The gross revenue for exports dropped by 3.4% before we consider the foreign exchange effect, and increased by 9% when we factor in the foreign exchange effect. We still believe that the internal market played a very important role in our growth, and that the external market should continue to contribute for better margins, as it has been happening in the last 3 years. Reinforcing our brand building with a privileged relationship with our clients, we continue to invest between 8 and 10% of our net revenues in advertising, and the Melissa Club, a chain of franchise which was created in 2012, is still expanding and has already hit the number of 69 stores in the beginning of the year, which fully matches our expectations about the potential of this market. We'd like to emphasize that our exports are quite diversified, and we do not depend on any one particular country, and 100% of our products are made in Brazil. In the first quarter of 2013, we completed the first years since the establishment of those long-term goals. And when we analyze and compare the first quarters since 2008, we have overcome the target for growth, growth target, both for gross revenue and for net profit, and handily. But we like to remind you that those goals are established for the whole year and not for quarters. And we do not have an expectation of a linear growth. So we may have periods where we grow less and periods where we grow more. In the last 2 years, shoe consumption in Brazil dropped, but still we were able to obtained strong market share gains, which is confirmed by the results of this first quarter of 2013. However, this shows that we should be cautious, since market share gains cannot grow in a continuous way. So we'll keep close attention in the evolution of demand for the internal market. As for macroeconomics, we are a bit concerned with inflationary pressures and the lack of dynamism of the economy as a whole. In the last years, Grandene has presented strong gains in margins, which is a result of intense efforts and investments for a gain in productivity. We have already made important operational improvements. Our growth rate of margins for the second half probably will be lower and will be more dependent on maintaining or expanding our production volumes. In the year 2013, taking as a basis the first half, volumes should grow. Margins for the first quarter were better than those of the first period of the same period of 2012. And for the second quarter, we also expect better margins. However, we'll face pressures in the second half to decrease the growth in margins, especially the gross margins, because of an increase in capacity for production, which always requires an adaptation period and in the beginning of the operation. Despite of all that, we are confident in good in results, which will be better than last year's. As we've been saying previous years, our focus will be on strengthening our brands and operational excellence and in closing the relationship with our sales channels and also in gaining more market share. Based on these expectations, Grandene is confident that it will meet its targets, which are being kept for the period 2008 to 2015. Just as a reminder, those targets are a composed rate for growth of gross revenue from 8 to 12%, a growth rate for profit between 12 and 15% from 2008 to 2015. Advertising expenses in the area of 8 to 10% of the net revenue. So once again, thank you. We can move on to the question and answers session. We'll now start the question and answer. To ask a question, please dial star 1. To remove your question from the line, from the queue, please dial asterisk or star 2.
To ask a question, please press star 1. Our first question comes from Marina Braga from Scortes. Good morning. Congratulations on your result. I would like you to talk a bit the partnership with Phillips Park, or what the process is like, and about the planting Sobral, if everything is according to your timeline. Thank you very much. Well, thank you, Marina, for your question. Well, the new investment that we announced with Phillips Stark, which is the organization of a new company for the development and marketing of furniture pieces made of plastic with avant-garde design and lower production costs, is still going on. We have a timeline for that that will not bring any results to the company this year. The company is still being organized. We are hiring the management of this company. So everything is running smoothly, but it is still pre-operational. We are going to have a phase to design the products, the new channels of operation, until we are able to get to products in the morning, in the market, sorry, which will probably happen by the end of next year. As for the plant in Sobral, we are perfectly within our schedule. We do not have any obstacles. And I would like just to highlight that this is a very common, ordinary process. Grendene has done that many years, many times. It is a completely regular investment a work of very little complexity, so we do not see any risks with this regard. Okay, thank you very much. Our next question comes from Miguel Campos from Quantitas. Hello, Schmidt. Good morning. Congratulations on your results. I have two questions. The first is about the drop of production of shoes in the market as a whole. We have seen a decreasing trend along the 2 years, and Grendene is going to the opposite direction. It is gaining share in the market. I would like to know why do you think you're gaining so much share in the market? What kind of strategy you are following that has been successful? And in what lines? Is it Ipanema? Is it Melissa? And do you think there is a limit for you to gain share? I don't know if you want to answer the first question, and then I'll ask the second one. Well, basically, the decisions that we made in 08, 09, and that we released to the market, that is, to adjust our portfolio in the foreign market, to focus on products with a higher added value, and in the domestic market, investing in productivity with a modernization of our plants, processes, and etc. So it is a set of actions and projects that are very hard for you to list now, but that led us to have a higher production efficiency, and that translated into an increase in our gross margin. We also worked with our management processes, trying to enhance them throughout the company, our controls, monitoring of costs, and all that has synergy with gains that we had in the plant, marketing, distribution, logistics, inbound, outbound. So investments made, and if you follow our CapEx, you see that in 2011, 2012, we did increase our CapEx. At the time, we told the market when the Brazilian real was too strong, we had pressures in export margins. But on the other hand, we could invest more in our plants, in automation and everything. All these actions led us to have increased productivity in the past 4 years. That was significant. And so basically, I would say that this is it. We have gotten collections right, but we have been doing so for 40 years. We have a success rate with collections that has always been very high. And so with that, we have been offering the market products of high perceived value, and we are capturing this value. I think this is the explanation for our gains in market share. And if you think of limits, well, obviously, we know that if the market doesn't grow, the company growth has to be limited to the size of the market where it is located, or it has to go seek for other markets. We do not believe that this 2 years of lower demand in shoes are a trend that is to follow. In fact, we do expect the demand to grow as well as the market. Of course, that things do not happen overnight. And what explains variations are the different dynamics that are taking place in the Brazilian economy. The emergence of a Class C that is now having access to bank accounts. First, it used its purchasing power for cars, electronics. Then it increased its debts because it was higher to pay for the bills. Then interest rates went down, and they started to pay their debts. So this is a dynamic of a country that is growing. And if you take a look at other countries, we know that as the purchasing power of this middle class grows, and today the Class C accounts for more than 50% of our population, then the demand for shoes will increase. And this is what really we expect. We cannot tell the market that, well, regardless of what happens in the market, we are going to grow market share until 100%. Of course, this is not realistic. So we have been gaining market share, we have been performing well, but those that have been following us for long, you know, have heard that before. Grendene really goes well in different economic scenarios because it does have a business model that is quite resilient, quite flexible, and that is easily adapted to different scenarios, and that explains part of our success. Okay, thank you very much. And this gain of market share, did you have that in all lines, or is it one more specific? No, our lines. We have been growing with our lines, some a bit more, some a bit less, obviously. But we do not have something that is really changing our structure or our breakdown in terms of different lines. It has to be something that is general. And again, it reinforces that it has to do with our gains in efficiency. And efficiency is translated to our lines. If it were just a one product that was being successful, then it would be a success that was just referring to one line, but it's not. Every 90, every 120 days, we have new lines, and we have been having strong growth with different collections. So we cannot say that it was just this one collection that was a hit. And this is something that would be just shown in one quarter. But if you take a look at our history in the past 5 years, you're going to see that we've had a continuous growth, and we believe it's due to our gains in efficiency, a better business model. Okay, thank you. And Smith, another question.
One last question about the price strategy. I understand the average price fell in this last quarter. My question is, what strategy do you have for 2013, having in mind you are already operating with some capacity restriction, as I see? You're using almost 100% of your capacity. So what are your strategies for 2013 in terms of prices? Our price strategy, we try to pass prices on, including our internal inflation. And our internal inflation has been close to zero and sometimes even below. We have raw materials on the one hand, an area where prices have been quite stable throughout the past years. I'd say since the real estate crisis in 2007, I'd say that our raw material prices have been stable throughout those years. Very, very slight variations. Main consumer of PVC resins in the world, accounting for 65% of all resin produced in the world, is the real estate industry. And so because that demand dropped significantly in 2007 and never recovered, previous levels, we have been enjoying a situation in which the international market is positive for us. On the side of labor, as we have a minimum wage going up, we had to offset that growth in the minimum wage above the inflation. In the end, this was offset. So costs have not grown, so we have not changed our price policy because of that. Changes that we see today in the prices for the consumer result in variations in the product mix. So in this period, we had a stronger market in the Ipanema line, which is where we have the lower prices across our portfolio. So that's why the price tends to fall. If you look at the net revenue per pair of shoes, it has dropped. So when I make the price, the figures I'm giving you is the gross revenue divided by the number of pairs of shoes. If I take this figure, if I look at this figure, it has dropped at a lower degree than the pairs of shoes sold, which shows that this is resulting from a change in the product mix throughout this period as compared to the product mix of previous years. That's basically it. Thank you. Next question from Mr. Pedro Batista, Noun Securities. Good afternoon, Francisco. A question about the variation on cash flow. It seems to be quite strong this first quarter. According to my calculations, significant numbers generated in the first quarter, way above previous quarters. Even when you consider the $45 million in treasury stock. In your opinion, what are the main reasons for that? Some kind of cash flow variations, what would you attribute that difference to? Good morning, Batista. Thank you for your question. Grandeni operates under an important seasonality throughout the year. At every collection we launch, it basically corresponds to the season of the year. So it's not for nothing that we have four different collections a year corresponding to the four seasons. So it is difficult to compare Grandeni from, for example, the first quarter and the last quarter of the previous period, because we are talking about different seasons of the year. So usually in the fourth quarter we have an activity hike, and in terms of balance sheet, that's when you have accounts receivable high and also inventory levels high, and we have a lower cash in that period. In the first quarter, the level of accounts receivable as compared to December 31st dropped, the inventory levels also drop, and the cash levels go up, and that cash reaches a peak in June. This would be a typical year for us in June, because the second quarter is typically the weakest quarter of the year. So that's why we always try to compare a quarter to the same quarter of the previous year, so we can offset the seasonality effects. So this cash growth, when you compare to December 31st, which was 24.7%, that growth, when you compare it to the cash levels in the first quarter of 2012, there was a drop of 6%. And why did you have a drop? Because the company is investing more, paid out more dividends. So, and this was the objective, to bring the cash level to a more fit level to our operation. This cash generation, which was strong, is expected to continue through June, And then as we move into the third quarter, which is the first strong quarter of the year, comes along, this cash will once again turn into accounts receivable and inventory. In this year in particular, we had a very strong first quarter. So this cash generation, as compared to the first quarter of 2012, was a little below. But that's basically how I would explain the differences in stock, accounts receivable, and cash, all depending on the seasonality of the business. Thank you. Excuse me. To ask a question, please press star 1. Excuse me, our next question comes from Mr. Carolina Martins from Derval Investments. Good morning, Schmidt. I have two questions. The first one has to do with the pressure of the gross margins for the second half of the year. That gross margin is isolated, as we know, but how long do you think it'll take for it to stabilize? How long for it to resume its previous levels? And can we consider that later, when we recover the full capacity of the plants, how long will it take for us to see productivity gains? Do you foresee any innovations in terms of plant facilities? And also a question about the market as a whole. The first quarter, we have a market which has not seen significant growth in the industry as a whole, despite the increase in your share, market share. But my question is, since we are in April, can you anticipate any growth in the market, or can we consider it the same as we saw last year? At each plant that we build, we always try to have state-of-the-art, efficient facilities. So the answer is yes, we do expect to have more productivity levels in our new plants. I don't want to be pessimistic when I talk about the second half of the year. I'm just sending a word of caution. I'm not saying our margin is going to go down or is going to be worse. What I'm saying is there are pressures. Grendene has been growing steadily in terms of margins. In the first quarter, 450 points. And this growth tends to be lower because we cannot keep the growth rates at those high levels. And we also have this pressure. We're going to be having more production capacity. In the beginning, that production capacity might bring some alterations. We are not talking about, we're not saying that the margin in the second half will be different, but there will be pressures, and we are paying attention to it. And we'll try always to have better margins, of course, with this investment in the new plant. Not just this, but other projects that the company has underway, we do expect to have more productivity. But if we look at 4 or 5 years, we see that 4 or 5 years ago, we can see that there was room to gain in terms of productivity, and we did that. And as those things are made, the growth rate tends to drop. But there is no margin. There is drop. So that's what I'd like to make clear. As for demand, no, we do not see any increase in terms of economic growth as a whole. On the contrary, when you look around for the development of the Brazilian economy this year, in January, for example, according to official figures, February was a bad month. Numbers which are being released macroeconomic figures which have been released are not very positive, and that matches our perception. We look at the market and we see difficulties. We do not see considerable improvements in the market. So I refer, of course, to macroeconomics. The GDP last year grew 0.9%. They're talking now about a growth of 3% this year. For that to happen, sometime the economy has to speed up. Otherwise, we'll remain around 1%. I don't see anything changing. That's the perception that I have. Up until now, most companies have not announced their earnings, so we do not have market surveys. I'm only talking based on a perception that I have that things remain difficult. And we are, in spite of that, we managed to navigate comfortably amidst this difficult context. And that's what I wanted to share with you. Okay, thank you, Schmidt. Thank you. Excuse me, our next question comes from Pamela Valdiesco from La Rivial.
Hello, good morning. First of all, congratulations for the results. Actually, I want to know if you could explain a little bit more about the investments that you're planning to do in terms of capacity. How much would be the investment? How much would be the increase in capacity for the company? Thank you. And when would this start, and when would it be ready, the plan of the investment? Thank you.
Well, we have announced the investment in last February when we announced the results for last year. And investment in the new plant is estimated in 60 million reais. We have already started. Our capex for the first quarter was 12 million reais. And this plant should be operational by September, and should start contributing to deliveries of the last quarter of the year, which is when we hit our peak in terms of production, again, within that seasonality I've mentioned just now. So that investment is happening, and it's going to be happening throughout the year. And this should go on until the end of the year, 2013. Another investment that we announced, which is the organization of this new company in a partnership with Philip Stark and other partners. This is the organization of a new company, and this is still underway. Initial investment, which was approved, is in the area of 50 million, and Grendene's share is around 22 million reais. Grendene holds 40% stake in the business, but has the control over the management. But this investment will become more relevant. Well, going back a little, it's a small investment for a company of our size, 22 million. And also, it'll begin to make a difference by the end of the year, because this is a new business. It still needs to cover some ground in terms of scheduling and time to market definitions and so on. So this investment will only start to generate revenue by the end of 2014, not before that. I think I've answered all questions, I believe.
Yes, thank you. Only about the capacity of the company. After this operation that will be ended in September, which would be the capacity of the whole company?
Okay, I'm sorry, I had forgotten about that question. Today we have a capacity of 200 million pairs of shoes, and we are increasing that in 40 million pairs of shoes, so the final capacity will be of 240 million pairs. That's an approximate number because we work with a mix of products, so that number is around 240 million pairs of shoes. We usually work with a variation, we may reach 115% of our capacity with our efficiency gains, but not way above that. So the reference number will be, after September, in the area of 240 million pairs of shoes.
Thank you.
Next question comes from Mrs. Luisa Contasio, Lobby City Associates. Good morning to you all. Thanks for the opportunity. Congratulations on the results. My question was already answered. I was going to ask about the organization of the new company, the status, the schedule, and so on. If there had been any change in plans, and if you could give us more information about this new business. But it was answered. In any event, if you could perhaps add some information, I'd appreciate that too.
Well, in this new business, I don't have much more to add to right now, to tell you the truth, because we are still in an embryonic phase. Products are being developed. Philip Stark is in charge of development. The products will be developed in Europe in terms of the conception of products. Of course, our team is part of that, but they are still designing the products. So we don't have much to say. And as for the legal part of the company, we are organizing the company, hiring management and everything, but we don't have much more to say about that. After the company is put together, we have active management, then we are going to have a business plan that is more detailed, forecasts, and more information on that, really. So far, it is a business that we believe is a business with a good potential. The potential is to be tested. We are going to make investments that are relatively low, and if we are right about the potential for growth, then it can become a significant business for the company. But until then, it is just a project under development. Okay, thank you very much. Our next question comes from Luis Enrique Wicket from Solidus Brokerage. Good morning, Schmidt. About the tax incentives, I would like to know your perception about any advances in the federal government about standardizing our ICMS, which is the tax on goods sold. Well, let me see if I understood your question. The sound quality was not optimum, but anyway, as for the proposal of standardizing tax brackets in Brazil for what we call interstate ICMS tax, this is being discussed in the National Congress. That obviously affects each one of the states as well as other themes that are relevant for the different states about royalties on oil drilling, different tax brackets, in different areas other than ICMS, but the National Congress is trying to align a political agreement towards this. The proposals that we have been hearing of and that are being negotiated are not bad for Grendene. Nothing that is being said will have a negative impact in our operations. Of course, we do not know what the final agreement is going to be like. This is still an ongoing process, and we cannot comment on future changes of a law that has not been passed yet. But from what we heard so far, in terms of agreements and political negotiations towards that, it seems to us that will not affect Grendene in a negative manner. So we are not very much concerned about the issue. Of course, we are monitoring it. This is important. It has a relevance to our business. When the law changes, this is something that we can be affected or it can be impaired, impair our businesses. But so far, this is not what we are thinking of. Okay, this is quite clear. Thank you very much. Once again, if you want to ask a question, just press star one. We'll now close Grendene's Q&A session. I'd like to turn it over to Mr. Schmidt for his final considerations. Please, Mr. Schmidt, you may go on. Well, just to close, I would like to say that the results accomplished in the first quarter really confirm our expectations and encourage us to make our business model better and better. The capacity of delivering profits continuously and regularly, our privileged cash position, and a good dividend payout have been Grendene's most striking characteristics and suggest us to be optimistic about the growth in the domestic market of shoes. This is supported by a better income of our population, the investments for the country, and the sports events that the country will hold in the near future. Also, we have been showing a long time a very good capacity to react to unfavorable scenarios. Internally, we are going to continue strengthening our brands, focusing on operational excellence, closing our relationship with sales channels and gaining market share. Investments in the consolidation of brands and in the relationship with distribution channels and improvements in our internal manufacturing and product development processes will continue to be the main focus of the company's management for 2013. Once again, thank you very much. Grendene's conference call is now closed. We would like to thank you very much for joining us. Have a good day.